KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Only one of you agrees with it. This is what I believe, and I don't come on this program or any other program that I do and tell you anything other than what I do believe. We already have a problem in Congress. Let me just ask you a simple question. Do you think your member of Congress really represents you? Remember, we have a Republican form of government. We the people hold the ultimate power. So we elect our representatives to go to D.C. or to go to your state capital and to conduct government business on our behalf. I can tell you right now that I don't think the people that work in the Colorado State Politburo represent me at all. There might be a few here or there that don't even live in my district that probably vote more along what I believe than the majority of people that control the Colorado legislature. There are a bunch of Marxists and communists in Colorado. It's like if I ask you if you live in California or New York or Illinois. Do you really think that your legislature represents your beliefs? Now, if you're really radically lefty, if you're a Marxist, they probably do. But if you're even a moderate or a conservative, you probably think they don't. Well, if you already have the feeling or the belief that they don't represent you, or even worse, if they really don't represent you because they're so ideological that they can't even listen to your point of view, then you don't have representation. So it's already bad enough. And they already spend way too much time in Washington. Now, I bitch and moan because they don't spend much time in Washington. So what do I mean? How's that not contradictory? Well, what I mean is they barely work now. You know, now, we were told by Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Thune that they were going to do a five-day work week. Now, for those of us like me that work 6 days a week, I'm like, well, whoop-oop-de-doo. You're going to work 5 days? Call somebody that cares. A lot of Americans work more than 5 days a week, and they certainly work more than 40 hours a week. And trust me, members of Congress do not work 40 hours a week. They usually fly in on a Monday. And they usually try to fly in, and they hold a roll call sometime mid-afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock Eastern time, so that they can claim that they worked on Monday. And then usually they try to finish business on Thursday, so they can all hit the airports on Thursday evening and fly out and be home for a long weekend. And that's not even counting. You know, like you and I will get, here at iHeart, I haven't looked at the calendar. Let's see what July looks like on the calendar. Let me scroll to July. So this year, the 4th of July is on a Friday. So guess what I get off for 4th of July? Friday. So if I want to take a long week, I'll get Friday off. But if I wanted to take off, let's say the week before, I wanted to have 4 days off, or use 4 days of vacation to get Sunday through, I'd probably work on the 5th anyway to do this program. I'd have to take 4 days of vacation, which I'll probably do that. But you know what Congress will do? They'll take off probably, I haven't seen their schedule, they'll probably take off, let's say, they'll probably quit work on Thursday or Friday, June 26th or 27th, and we might be lucky if they come back by July 11th. 2 weeks for a one-day holiday that you and I would get in the private sector. So they live in this fantasy world. I would rather, and believe me, I think we're better off when they're not in D.C. because that means they're not passing laws. However, with this president, I wish they were spending more time in D.C. because we have majorities in both the House and the Senate, and I want Trump's agenda passed. So get off your asses and get back to work. Quit taking time off. And if you have a baby, well, guess what? There are a lot of women that have babies. Now, I know that we coddle mothers, and we should coddle mothers because, well, us guys, you can claim you know what it's like to give birth, but you have no clue what it's like to give birth. And, of course, we expect moms to bond with those babies and to nurture those babies so that they grow up to be good citizens. But the whole programs now of giving mothers, 12 weeks off, I think it's kind of gotten out of hand. I think it's out of control. Neither my daughter nor my daughter-in-law took off that much time when they had my 3 grandkids. When my wife had our 2 kids, she didn't really take 12 weeks off. But and they're all grown and actually doing quite well. But we've gotten this idea that everybody just needs all of this time to do all of this stuff. And I say no. It's absolutely nuts. Stop it. Just stop it. In recent days, babies have become the centerpiece at the U.S. Capitol, carried by their congresswomen mothers advocating for a rule change that would allow proxy voting for new parents. A Republican, Anna Paulina Luna from Florida, Brittany Patterson, she's a Republican, Brittany Patterson is a Democrat from Colorado, they've all crossed the aisle to hold hands and propose that the House members be allowed 12 weeks in which to delegate their votes after childbirth. No. Stop it. It may be well-intentioned. It's a feel-good idea. But it ignores two things. The history and the practical significance of in-person voting for Congress. I'll explain next. It's Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. We're going to the Constitution after this.
The big media are out to stop President Trump at any cost. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they're all the same. President Trump doesn't trust the big media. Even Fox News. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. Nielsen reports almost 30 million Americans tuned into Newsmax last quarter. And President Trump is one. He watches Newsmax and says it's terrific. So tune in tonight to watch Rob Finnerty's series, The Big Media's War on Trump. Every night, Rob Finnerty is exposing their big lies and gives you the straight talk you want. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone or home TV now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. You should too.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Golden Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Golden Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Golden Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Normally, this is where I give out the text number, but before I do, Robert sends me an email. Michael, what is your text number on Saturdays? Sincerely, Robert in Roanoke, Virginia. Robert, listen, here we go. Here's how I usually do about every other segment. Text any question or comment on your message app. The number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. There. Got it, Robert? There you go. And follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. I just get a kick out of it, because sometimes I think I give out the text line too often, and then somebody's like, hey, what's your number on Saturdays? The same as it is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's always the same, 33103. Let's go straight to the Constitution, because that's where I like to go. Article 1, Section 4, Clause 2. Article 1, Section 4, Clause 2. It says this, the Congress shall assemble at least once in every year. Got it? At least once in every year. Okay. And when you get there, that's when you vote. Why is this so difficult? Why? Ask yourself, why would somebody want to vote by proxy? Why would they want to do that? The Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Okay. Pretty clear. There's nothing in here about proxy voting anywhere. So what's the push? The Congress, well, let me put it this, let's go back. You know, I like to go to the Constitution. Let's go back in history. That expectation that Congress shall assemble at least once in every year was upended during COVID-19 when then-Speaker Pelosi implemented proxy voting in May of 2020. It was an experiment, and that experiment was ended by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, when he took over. And Speaker McCarthy at the time said,
and I believe we're proving we can do it. I believe the Speaker when she said just a few weeks ago that we are captains of the ship, that we will be the last to leave, not the first to abandon it like you will today. A vote for this resolution is a vote to abandon this House.
A vote to proxy vote.
To abandon the Constitution. To abandon 230 years of tradition. You'll still have your title. You'll have no power. And worst of all, your constituents will have no voice.
I think that's the best line of all. Your constituents will have no voice. Because you're not really there doing the job you got elected to do. And that experiment failed. Because you know why? The proxy voting during COVID quickly turned into a loophole that was exploited by members who were doing what? Well, they were casting votes while they were campaigning. While they were literally on vacation in Europe. While they were attending the wedding of a celebrity abroad. It became a convenience, not a necessity. And it was starting to be abused by those who simply didn't want to show up. Now, Speaker Johnson explained his opposition to reviving that rule. He said to allow proxy voting for one category of members, mothers with newborns, would open the door for many others and ultimately result in remote voting that would harm the operation of our deliberative body and diminish the critical role of the legislative branch. Now, the president appeared supportive at first. President Trump was like, you know, maybe we ought to do that for moms. But then Speaker Johnson later quoted him saying, Mike, you have my proxy on proxy voting, a tongue-in-cheek remark that underscores just how unserious this proposal has become. And the speaker added, Democrats tried proxy voting before and it was terribly abused. We cannot open that Pandora's box again. Now, ironically, or maybe not, one of the loudest voices opposing proxy voting now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, once used it herself, allegedly while on vacation, according to another congressman, the congressman from Florida. So if anybody knows how easily proxy voting can be misused, it would be those who have actually misused it. So what did Marjorie Taylor Greene have to say about that? Well, she gets really ticked off.
What we just voted on, this rule, Luna's bill, is extremely unfortunate. You know, being in Congress is a privilege. You don't have to be here. And there's plenty of people in her district that could serve in Congress if she chose it for, you know, time to be home and be a mother. I'm very much against the bill that she's trying to force to the floor and the way she's going about it, and I think it's wrong. And it's really going to open up the door to proxy voting, which is already unconstitutional, and we shouldn't be doing it. And I think members of Congress need to basically leave their egos at the door and realize that this is an important job. In the same way that soldiers go off and they're deployed overseas, they come home and actually meet their babies for the first time, and their babies are several months old. Members of Congress don't have to be here. They don't have to be here. Being a member of Congress is a privilege. You're serving your district. There's lots of seasons of life. I'm a mother. I've raised three children. And when my children were babies and were young, I prioritized them in that season of life. Now I serve in Congress because I'm not raising children. And I think that's a really important point to make. And if any member of Congress, for any reason whatsoever, finds them in a situation where they're not able to do the job here, the important job we're elected to do, they should step down because someone else can serve in their place.
That's enough. The key to Congress being effective is to rub shoulders with other members of Congress, to attend and participate in debates, hearings, committee meetings, to have those kind of, you know, in an office setting, you have those conversations that occur in a hallway where some brilliant idea comes up, or you reach an agreement on something, or maybe you've been arguing with a colleague and you've had a disagreement, and you meet out in a parking lot and you talk about things and you talk it out. That's what Congress is supposed to do to represent us. And if you have a baby, there are a lot of mothers that figure out a way to keep doing their jobs and to raise their babies. And if you can't, then don't run for Congress or resign. Now, let me tell you about Congressman Brittany Patterson from Colorado, because she did something that I think absolutely proves my point. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to send me a text message, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like what we do on The Weekend, you can also listen during the weekday on your laptop, on your phone, on use the free iHeartRadio app and search for the name of the show during the week is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. It airs from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, on a station here in Denver, 630 KHOW. Now, on your podcast app, you can search for the same show, The Situation with Michael Brown, and you can subscribe to that podcast, and it will automatically download the podcast for you Monday through Friday. Plus, it will download the weekend program, too, so you get 6 days of Michael Brown, more than you could possibly need, or maybe actually need more. So why spend any time on this proxy voting? Because I believe that Congress is already disassociated from its member, from its constituents. They live in an entirely different world. They inside the Beltway is just a different environment. And they forget what it's like to work in the real world. We have to balance, you know, the car breaks down, so, you know, somebody else has to help you get to work. You got to call an Uber. Or somebody, you know, when the kids is sick. Or, you know, you got a family member that's died. I mean, you know, your grandmother gets ill, and you're the caretaker. I mean, there's a bazillion things that go wrong, or I shouldn't even say go wrong. Life happens. Well, why should Congress be any different? When their job, put as simply as possible, is to represent you. To represent you. To act on your behalf. To do the nation's business as they believe their constituents and as you convince them that you want it done. They work for us. And proxy voting is one more step to isolate us from them. And quite frankly, if they're home for 12 weeks taking care of a baby, how do they really know how to vote on something? How do they really know what to believe about? Are they going to rely on what? Oh, my God. Are they going to rely on what they hear on television? So depending on, you know, if they're Democrats or Republicans, are they going to just do what Fox News tells them to do? Or are they just going to do what MSNBC tells them to do? Oh, my God, no, I don't want that. I want them to have to be there to have all the debates, the conversations, the arguments, the dinners, the snacks, the hallway conversations, everything else in order to represent you. Think about this. The slippery slope is pretty obvious to me. I know postpartum mothers require time to recover. But if you've had surgery, you have recovery time also. You have an illness. You have an injury. Why should postpartum mothers be the sole exception for proxy voting? Because we don't do proxy voting for anything else. Now, think about the last time you saw, before she died, was it Barbara? It wasn't Barbara Boxer. It was Michael. Who was your other senator? Barbara Boxer or Dianne Feinstein? Remember Dianne Feinstein? She was in that committee meeting. She had no clue what she was doing. She was being wheeled in and out. Hills Bells. We had a proxy president for 4 years. We saw Mitch McConnell, who, you know, had his vasovagal or whatever it was in front of the cameras that time, actually several times, where he just started staring off into space. We see people being wheeled in wheelchairs onto the House floor, almost like a scene out of Weekend at Bernie's, just to cast a vote. And that visibility, for me, matters. If we start allowing proxy voting for just any sort of physical condition, what stops others from hiding serious health issues from the American people under the same justification? I'd rather know you're sick at home than you be lying about something. And I certainly don't want you off on some European vacation, you know, or somewhere else, and then having somebody cast a vote for you. There's no clear limiting principle here. Sometimes members just can't vote. That's always been the case. You know, you think about when they had to travel from Philadelphia to D.C., or they had to travel from Portland, Maine, or they had to Savannah, Georgia, wherever they had to come from. And weather, rain, snow, ice, whatever it might be, kept them from arriving on time. That's just the way it was. Or Maybe you're at a baseball game, at a baseball, congressional baseball practice, and you get shot, like Steve Scalise did. He was out for months for his recovery. My point is, life happens. Absences happen. And it's not unique to pregnancy. But let me tell you about Congressman Pedersen from Colorado. She's one of those that's advocating for proxy voting. I found it deliciously ironic when she shows up on Morning Joe on MSNBC holding her baby, actually using her baby as a prop, and crying about, oh, we really need proxy vote. Well, wait a minute, sweetheart. You're doing a cable television appearance, holding your newborn, and crying about how you need proxy voting. Seems to me you've kind of worked it out. Because you were certainly able to do a cable news hit. Why can't you go right back in and vote? She can't. She can be both a congresswoman and she can be a mother. She just doesn't want to. Then you shouldn't be in Congress. Now, you want me to give you the really infuriating thing? Congressman Pedersen, like everybody else in Congress, they have access to... Sit down. Are you sitting down? They have access to taxpayer-funded daycare. Mother. Who has that? The average working mother can only dream about that. Walking from the House office buildings to the floor of the House of Representatives to take a, to cast a vote takes about 15 minutes. I've walked it many times myself, from either the House or the Senate. Thinks about, well, from the Senate, there's actually a train you can ride. So you don't have to walk. You can walk or you can sit in the train. And the little trolley will just take you over to the Capitol building. They've got the resources. This is lazy ass stuff that I, unbelievable. So Congresswoman Luna, the Republican from Florida, over on X said, we have multiple members expecting children. We lose precious time to pass President Trump's agenda if we lose those members even for just a few weeks while they recover. So if that's the case, then why is she among those people that are grinding the legislative process to a halt over a deeply unpopular rule change, which is exactly what she did? Democrats, seizing a chance to divide Republicans, install the agenda, are eagerly joining in. And unfortunately, so are some Republicans. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You know, I look at my daughter and my daughter-in-law. I look at people that work in this building, in this radio station, who have had children. I know the reality of physical recovery after childbirth. And I'm going to say this. Most women don't need weeks or months before they're capable of walking a few hundred feet from their office to the House floor to cast a vote. You are not some porcelain doll that needs to be tucked away and protected post-delivery. Hell's bells, even most insurance companies, it's pretty much wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You get in, have the baby get out. You know, that long gone are the days of you go to the hospital to have a baby, and you're there for 6 days, unless, of course, there are some extenuating circumstances, or there's some illness or some problem that most insurance companies want you in and out. And then let's be honest. I thought women were strong. I thought women were capable of both serving in Congress and being mothers. That's the message they ought to be sending. That's the message they ought to be sending to the daughters in our society that are like the girl that was in the fencing tournament that took a knee because she got ready and she was in a fencing tournament and she looks up and there is a trans woman. There's a man. She's in a woman's fencing tournament. And she realizes that this guy is going to beat the snot out of her. So she takes a knee. And she gets black carded. She gets kicked out of the tournament. What is it? We can't define women. Well, Trump did. And I thought we wanted to hold women up as being strong, fierce. And I think they are. But this whole idea of proxy voting just reinforces the notion, the outdated notion, that motherhood is a weakness and you got to have some special exemption. No, you do not. You ran for the job. You got elected, all of which was voluntary. Nobody forced you to do that. So toughen it up. Walk the 15 minutes. Cast your vote or resign. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. And then finally, be sure and follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I know you have other things to do on the weekend. And the fact that you're listening to me, whether it's live, delayed, podcast, however you listen, I certainly appreciate it. Remember, you can send a text message anytime on your message app. The number's 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. As you listen to, if you have a hankering, go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. So everybody knows that elections have consequences. Yet somehow, the consequences manage to take those who voted for them shockingly by surprise. If you live in Los Angeles County, you may have been shocked as a new 0.25% sales tax, ostensibly to raise money for services for the homelessness, went into effect after a referendum vote last November. Last November, voters in Los Angeles passed Measure A. That replaced and increased an earlier countywide sales tax for the homeless. Now, that tax, that earlier one, which was passed almost 10 years ago, failed to stop the growth of homeless population and, in my opinion, probably actually encouraged the homeless population to grow. Because after all, when you start throwing money at something, you start subsidizing something. Because here, what you're doing, when you throw money at homelessness, you're subsidizing it. And when you subsidize something, you get more of it. So you throw money at homelessness, you're going to get more homelessness. It's kind of like you throw free stuff for illegal aliens, you're going to get more illegal aliens. You got to stop the flow, and you got to stop the pull. And the pull is freebies. I'd make an analogy here to you're at Costco and you see the little freebies, the little samples, and you take the samples. Well, you're just, it's human nature. Oh, it's a free, I'll taste it, I'll see what it's like. Somebody offers you a free phone, free housing, free food. Yeah, well, it's easier than working. LA residents recently found out that $2.3 billion spent on homeless services in LA is unaccounted for. And the money had come from the same sales tax referendums like Measure A had been designed to fund. So where's the money? And Mayor Bass in L.A., where's your DOGE? Where's your Department of Government Efficiency? $2.3 billion. Now, I haven't been to L.A. in a while, but I bet I could find $2.3 billion that you could either spend the money on that would be worthwhile, some on infrastructure, roads, bridges, highways, parks, whatever it might be, or I bet there are a lot of taxpayers in Los Angeles that wouldn't mind getting $2.3 billion, getting their pro rata amount back into their pocket. But this equitable utopia that everybody keeps pursuing is never more than just, you know, we just need another tax increase. That's the liberal ideology. Just give us a little more money, and we can fix whatever the problem is with just a little more money. And then you find out, oh, the money's not actually going where we thought it was going to go. Shocker. I don't know why people are shocked by it at all. I think a reason that today is a hands-off day. It's called hands-off day. Yeah, they're going to go protest Trump and Musk. Because you may not know, but did you know Musk is really, he's really the president. Trump's just a figurehead. And J.D. Vance, he's just over, they just parked him over here somewhere. Musk is the one they're really after. The guy that was building the cars to save the planet, which I thought was their, that, you know, the people that go to the Church of the Climate Activists, I thought that you bought a Tesla because you were going to save the planet. And now they're going to destroy the planet because nobody's going to buy them anymore. And if you do buy one, can you imagine owning a Tesla right now? I'd be scared to pull it out of the garage. Driving down the highway, parking anywhere. But even better than that is how many idiots have we seen keying, or damaging a Tesla? You'd think that even the idiots would realize by now, oh, these cars have cameras. Maybe I should try to hide myself. But they walk right up to them. They walk right up, face full on with the camera. They've got their distinctive backpack, whatever they've got with them. They pull their key out and they key the car, or they damage the window, or they spray paint, or they do whatever. It's all on camera. These are really idiots. But the hands-off, if you go to the hands-off website, you will see a list of non-government organizations that you have to scroll page after page after page. There are so many of them. And you finally get over here in the corner, and it tells you, oh, we encourage those who are participating in the hands-off to not engage in violence. And don't bring a weapon. Even if weapons are permitted, don't bring a weapon. We don't encourage violence. And I thought, wait a minute. If you're having to tell the people that you're asking to come to your protest not to engage in violence, maybe the people who are coming to your protest are inclined to engage in violence. So, I'm, you know, as a public service, I would just say that if you're driving a Tesla today, maybe you want to stay home. Maybe you want to drive your other car or keep it in a garage. I think that one reason that these violent leftists are so out of line is they're confident there will be no consequences. Now, some of the Tesla people are being held to account. But at least in college towns in California, they're probably right. Mask Antifa vandals violently attacked a Talking Points USA staff member at a tabling event on UC Davis this past week, just Thursday. The far-left protesters completely destroyed TPUSA's Prove Me Wrong tabling event with former police officer Brandon Tatum. They stole the tent, ripped down the banners, tried to steal the staffer's iPad and all of his electronics. But rather than prove anybody wrong, those goons just proved that these dumbasses are right by making a spectacle of the left's lack of any argument except force and violence. As always, under liberal rule, the authorities had their thumb on the scale. And I say that because, again, you can see it on X if you follow me. Police just watch passively, just sat around, as they started stealing the canopy and tried to steal all the other stuff. Ironically, the ACAB group, All Cops Are Bastards, a favorite slogan among the Antifa hooligans, they don't seem to appreciate the neglect. Just last week, a transsexual who would fit in with an Antifa attacked a Talking Points USA chapter president, Paige Newman, with a bike lock. So, hands off today. Except they probably won't. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Weekend with Michael Brown. Always glad to have you with me. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple, no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.